Psychedelic rock had its heyday in the 60s, but it's never faded away. In the last few years, a series of concerts has been a major showcase for dedicated fans of today's psychedelic music. Music critic Milo Miles spent 3 days at the latest Terrastock Festival and has this report.
The Terrastock 5 Festival, held at the Axis Club in Boston in early October, was ostensibly a benefit for the British magazine Ptolemaic Terrascope. But since the Terrastock festivals began in 1996, they have never made any money. In practice, the festivals have become a way to keep the flame burning for a particular subculture of bands and their fans. The mind-blowing days of the Summer of Love are more than a generation gone now. So who are these people who paid $70 for a 3-day pass to see 37 acts, like Sonic Youth, from a half dozen countries?
Heard your name the other day.
It's inevitable that so-called head music should attract introverts, and in the case of Terrastock, introverts with disposable income. The shows at Axis had more the atmosphere of a brainiac rec room than an outlaw hideout, more after-school games than acid test. And only performers who have appeared in the Ptolemaic Terrascope magazine may play at the Terrastock Festival. Editor Phil McMullen is plainly more drawn to the instrumental side of psychedelia, though he resists even using that term. At Terrastock 5, words and singers were secondary. But there was enough vigor and diversity to argue that the genre is enjoying a silver age. Psychedelia has the advantage of never having been welded to youthful themes or male supremacist outlook. So even the most hard-charging LSD garage rockers, such as Motorpsycho from Norway, have their bouncy sweet side. No rock festival is complete without guitar heroics. Terrastock 5 featured a fine set from Beavis Frond, otherwise known as Nick Solomon, the publisher of Ptolemaic Terrascope, a man who revived long-form acid freakouts on guitar back in the 80s when nobody was paying attention. The heavyweight champion of Terrastock, though, was Wayne Rogers of the band Major Stars. With the tune Elephant, Rogers yanked the whole guitar rave up into the modern era with his fluent metallic solos.
Far along is just so instant and gray.
Festival was about surprises, not star trips. The biggest name there, Sonic Youth, delivered an intensive and generous set. But it was more of a thrill to discover that the Seattle group Kinski, a band I knew nothing about, had a wonderful psychedelic punk kick on stage. Or that the Spacious Mind from Sweden could take a crowd on a lighter-than-air voyage with trancey krautrock overtone.
Thank you.
Finally, there could be no better closer for Terra Stock than Japan's Acid Mother's Temple. In the grand Japanese tradition of impersonation and replication, this group could be called living cartoon version of a crazy psychedelic band. The howling, crashing music is almost an afterthought. We get guitarist Kawabata Makoto and bassist Tsuyama Atsushi waving their huge piles of hair. Even better was the charming keyboardist Cotton Casino, smoking cigs and drinking beer every moment she wasn't caressing her synthesizer or prancing about like a hippie chick waif in a WWF jersey. After that, no one could take any performance seriously, so the Terra Stalkers had to file out back to the mere ordinary world.
Milo Miles lives in Cambridge,